going to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. Last time we did the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Beis, I went through all of the dinim of an esrog, which types of esrog are kosher, which type of esrog are pasul, which types of esrog are subject to machlokas, all that kind of thing. So the Gemara is first going to explain how we know that Priyat Hadar, when the Torah never uses the word esrog, uses the words Priyat Hadar. How do we know that it's an esrog and not something else? And then the Gemara is going to discuss all of the dinim of an esrog. And again, as we've pointed out before, there is no doubt, there never was a doubt, that Priyat Hadar means esrog. That was a Masorah that's part of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara is just trying to find, where do we see it in the Psukim? Is there a way to show it from the Psukim themselves? So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braisa that tells us as follows. Pri Eitz Hadar. The Torah says Pri Eitz Hadar. So we learn from there, Eitz, Shetam, Eitzo, Pir Yoshava, that the fruit that we take for an Esrog should be something where the taste of the tree and the taste of the fruit are the same. Haviyomer is an Esrog. And that's why it's got to be an Esrog. The aim of Pilpilin, but maybe it means a peppercorn, which also has Tam Eitzo, Pir Yoshava. Kedetani, after all, we have a Braisa. Hay Rameyer Omer, Mimash Meshnemer, and Tatam called Eitz, from the fact that it says in the Tatum called Eitz that you plant any tree, Ein Yodea Shehu Eitz Machal, don't I already know that it must be a fruit-bearing tree, that it's a food tree? Because the Pasuk says, it is the Pasuk about Orla, and it says, Lo Ye Ochel, that you're not allowed to eat it. Obviously, then we're talking about a food. So, matam lomar eitz machal. Why then does the Torah have to specify that it's an eitz machal? Obviously, it's an eitz machal. So, we darshan eitz shetam eitzo pir yoshava. That we darshan from this pasuk that the din of arla applies to a tree where the eitz tastes the same as the pri. And what's that? Haviomer zepilpilin. That's a reference to peppercorn. Lelamdecha shepilpilin chayavan barla. And that teaches us that pilpilin Chayiv and Arla. And that in Eretz Yisrael chaseru klum, and that Eretz Yisrael is missing nothing, that there's every kind of amazing thing in Eretz Yisrael. We learn that derech agav, because you see that even pilpulin grow in Eretz Yisrael, because Arla is a din that applies, the Pasuk is talking about Arla in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly Eretz Yisrael even has such trees where the tam of the eitz and the tam of the pri are the same. Shenemar lo sechsar kolba. Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that lacks for nothing. So, but bottom line is, we have a question that how can we know that pre Eitz Hadar that refers to an esrog, maybe it refers to a pilpulin which has that same characteristic of tam eitzo pir yoshave. So says Mar no hasa mishum dolo efshar. By pilpulin you can't use it for the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's impossible that there's a mitzvah lekicha of pilpulin because they're tiny. Heichinavid, what would you how would you take pilpulin, ninkot chada, you'll take one single little seed or whatever they are, one little ball, lo minkot lekichas, and then you can't even tell that the person's holding anything. Well, ninkot treya tlasa, you should carry a bunch of them. Well, pri echad amrachman of olshayim ushosha peros, hilkach lo afshar. Torah says pri eitz hadar, it doesn't say peros eitz hadar, so that's how we know that it's got to be tam eitzo upir yoshava, and it's got to be an esrog, it can't be referring to everything else. So that is the first of the four opinions we're going to have on how we know which fruit a pri eitz hadar is referring to. So now the Gemara says, let's bring further. Let's bring another opinion. Rabbi Yomer, al tikri hadar, ela hadir. Don't read it as hadar, but hadir, that you have to take a fruit that is similar to a deer of animals. A deer is like a pen of animals. Ma dir ze yesh bo gedolim uktanim, just like when you have a bunch of sheep in a pen or in wherever sheep live, you have larger ones and smaller ones. Tamimim ubali mumin, you have ones that have no mum and ones that do have a mum. So achinami, by the fruit, the tree from which you are taking the priyat hadar, it should be something that's yeshpo gedolim uketanim, that has fruits that are more developed and less developed. Tamimim ubalimum, and has fruits that are perfect and less perfect. And by an esrog, you have that. You have large ones and small ones, tamimim ubalimum, on the same tree. Says Gemara, just by an esrog. Atu shar peros lespu gedolim uketanim tamimim ubalimum. Do you think other peros don't have variety of large and small and tamimim and ubalimum? Of course they do. So Gemara says, Allahachi ka'amar. Ad shabon ketanim medayin gedolim. No, the unique thing about an esrog tree is that when the new ones are growing in, the old ones are still there in the tree, meaning they don't all grow in the same season. They'll grow in at different times throughout the year. So the ones that are there from the previous year are still on the tree when the newer ones are growing in, because they don't get ruined by staying on the tree, even if they stay on the tree for more than a year. So that's the second limud of how I know it's referring to an Esrog tree, hadir, that it's like a deer of animals. So the Gemara then brings another drasha, Rabbi Avahu Amar, Atikri hadar ella hadar, davar shadar bi'ilana mishana l'shana. Don't read it as hadar, but rather hadar, that which lives, that which resides, that which stays in the tree from year to year. Ben Azi Amar, Atikri hadar ella idur, shekin b'lashon yivani korin l'mayim idur. Idur is a lashon, is a Greek word for water. So the Torah tells us to take a pre-ate that is something that grows on a lot of water. Ve'ezu isha gadol kol mayim. What is the kind of tree that grows from all sorts of water? It's not enough to have rainwater. You need to actually water it as well, in addition to the natural rainwater that it gets. Haviyomer ze esrog. That is a reference to an esrog. So main point number one over here, we have four different possibilities of how we know that pre-eitz hadar is a reference to an esrog. Number one was that it's tam eitzo pir yoshave, that it's referring to something that has the same tam for the eitz and the pre. Number two was that it's hadir, just like an animal pen that has gedolim, ketanim, tmim, balimumin. Number three was that it's dar bi'ilana mishana l'shana. It's the kind of thing that stays in the tree from one year to the next. And the fourth one was that hadar means lashon idur, that grows on all different sorts of water, all different types of water. We also happen to mention, derech agav, that an esrog cannot, that pre-eitz hadar cannot refer to pilpulin, because one pilpulin is too small, and several of them is not the mitzvah of the Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is a single pre. So good. So now the Gemara is going to explain what the Mishnah, explain the line of the Mishnah, shel asher v'shelir nidachas pasul, that an esrog from an asher tree or near nidachas is pasul. My taima, why is it pasul? Kivan de l'sreifa kaikitus emechta shire. Since anything that comes from an asher or near nidachas has to be burnt, so we consider it as if it doesn't have the proper shear, because we view it as if it's already burnt. Shel orla pasul, an esrog that's from orla, orla meaning the first 3 years after a tree is planted, it is orla. So an esrog of arla is pasul. My time, why? Pligi v'Rabbi Chia bar Abba v'Rabbi Asi. This is a machlokas amoraim. Chad omar l'fishein b'heter achila. One opinion is that an esrog of arla is pasul because arla is, you're not allowed to eat or get any benefit from arla. And the Torah says that an esrog has to be lachem, it has to be something that you would normally be able to benefit and enjoy. So if it's an esrog of an arla tree, it can't really be lachem. It can't be something that you benefit from and enjoy. And the other says that no, the reason that you can't use Nesrok Shel Arla is because since the Nesrok Shel Arla is Asabana, it has no monetary value, and that's a chisaron in lachem. So we'll see soon what the nafkamina between those two reasons are. They seem very similar, whether it's that it doesn't have a heter achilo or it doesn't have din mamon. Bottom line is that that's both a chisaron in lachem, what the difference is between them. So kasalka daite, at first the Gemara thinks that man debayi heter achila, the one who says that an esrog has to have heter achila, lo bayi din mamon, does not require that it have a din mamon, that it be have monetary value. Uman debayi din mamon, lo bayi heter achila, and the one that requires that the esrog have monetary value does not require that it has to be something that you're allowed to eat. So meaning each amora totally rejects the shita of the other amora. But ask the Gemara, is this really a viable understanding of the Machlokas? Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Shel Truma Tamei Apostle, an esrog of Truma that had become Tamei is Apostle, Bishlam L'man Yom L'fishen Be'etar Achila, Shapir. If the issue is that any esrog that you're not allowed to eat is Apostle, I get it. Truma Tamei, you're not allowed to eat. You know, truma tamei, you're not allowed to eat, but you are allowed to use it as firewood. So an esrog that became tamei, that's truma and became tamei, has some value. It has a din mamon. So why in the world would the Mishnah say that an esrog of truma tamei is pasul if the whole requirement is only that it have a din mamon? It does have a din mamon. No, it must be that everyone agrees that you do need heter achila. Ki pligi b'din mamon. The machlokus is whether you also need din mamon. Mar savra heter achila b'din din mamon lo b'inan. One sheet is it needs to have only heter achila. There's no requirement of din mamon. Umar savra din mamon. Keyword nami b'inan. That not only do you need heter achila, you also need din mamon. It also has to have some monetary value, and that's why an esrog of truma tameya is possible, because it doesn't have a heter achila, and everyone holds that heter achila is a basic requirement of an esrog. So Gemara says, "My benayu, what's enough nafkamina between these two opinions?" So Gibinayu, Maaser Sheni should be Yerushalayim alib d'Rav Meir. If you have an esrog of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and you assume, like Reb Meir, that Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, that Maaser Sheni does not belong to you, it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, there's a fundamental dispute how to view Maaser Sheni. The halacha is not a dispute. We know what the halacha is. The halacha is that if you have Maaser Sheni, you're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, you're encouraged to eat Maaser Sheni, but dafka in Yerushalayim. Question is how to view that philosophically. Is it that it's my food, but Hashem put a certain restriction that I'm not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim? Just like I may have an ice cream cone that's mine and it belongs to me, but Hashem put a restriction, I'm not allowed to eat it within 6 hours of Fleishigs. It's definitely mine. There's no question that it's mine. It's just a restriction on where I could eat it. Or no, maybe the idea of Maaser Sheni is it's not my food at all. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's food. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was kind enough to share it with me so long as I'm in his backyard, so long as I'm in Yerushalayim. When I'm a guest in the Ribbono Shel Olam's house, I'm allowed to eat his food. Outside, I'm not allowed to go into his house, take his food and run away with it, and then go eat it at my house. You wouldn't do that when you're invited to someone's house for a meal or something. So Reb Meir holds, Maaser Sheni, like the second model, that it's Mamon Gavoa, and the Bailum just has a Heter Achila. So the Mandi Amar, the one that says that the reason that Nesro Shel Arlo Pasul Lefishen Baheter Achila, because it doesn't have Heter Achila, well, Harayeshba, an Esrog of Maaser Sheni, Harayeshba Heter Achila does have a Heter Achila. But the Mandi Amar Lefishen Badin Mamon, but the one that says that Nesro Shel Arlo Pasul, because it doesn't have Din Mamon, meaning you don't own any monetary value of it, Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. Well, guess what? You don't own any monetary value of Maaser Sheni. It is, in fact, Mamon Gavoa. It is not Mamon that belongs to you at all. So the Gemara says, okay, but who holds what? Which Amora holds which Shita? So this time, Rabbi Asi da Amar Lefi Shein Badin Mamon. Rabbi Asi is probably the one that holds the Din Mamon. Da Amar Rabbi Asi, Esrok Shel Maaser Sheni, the Divra Meir, Ein Adam Yosef Beidei Chavasu B'Yom Tov, L'Direcham Adam Yosef Beidei Chavasu B'Yom Tov. Because Rabbi Asi is the one that reported that Rabbi Meir holds that you cannot be Yotzei with an Esrok of Maaser Sheni, and the Chum say you can. So he must hold that there's a requirement of Din Mamon, and that's why Rabbi Meir thinks it's probably, that's why he thinks Rabbi Meir thinks it's problematic. If there was no Din Mamon, then there's no reason to believe that Rabbi Meir would think it's problematic. So Tistayin, that's Taka, a good Raya. So the next main point, all agree that Esrog has to have a Heter Achila, but there's a Machlokas whether it also needs Din Mamon. Ravasi says yes, that it also needs Din Mamon. And who is the other one? Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said no. Or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said no. Nafkamina between them is if you have an esrog of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, can you use such an esrog? So says the Gemara. Now we're going to quote the Shita of Ravasi that by other mitzvos that there's a requirement of Din Mamon, and it would also be a nafkamina between the Shita of Reb Meir that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa and the Chanan. So Gufa, Am Rabbi Asi, esrog shel Maaser Sheni the Divra Meir in Adam Yotzei Derech Chavasu B'Yom Tov, Dircham Adam Yotzei about Yidei Chavasu B'Yom Tov. An esrog of Maaser Sheni is one example that would be subject to the Machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah with it. Matzah shel Maaser Sheni the Divra Meir in Adam Yotzei about Yidei Chavasu B'Pesach, Dircham Adam Yotzei about Yidei Chavasu B'Pesach. Matzah of Maaser Sheni also apparently needs to have Din Mamon, and therefore according to Reb Meir, you cannot use Matzah of Maaser Sheni for Matzah on Pesach, according to Chum, you can. Isa shall Maaser Sheni, the Divra Meir Patur Min Achala, the Divra Chum Chayav B'Chala. A dough of Maaser Sheni, according to a mayor, is Patur from Chala because it's not yours, it's not a Din Mamon, according to the Chum, is Chayav in Chala. So Maska for Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks on Rav Asi about this Din of Matzah. Bishlami Isa, I understand a dough of Maaser Sheni, Rav Meir would say, is not chayiv and chala, because ksiv reishis ariso seichem. It says reishis ariso seichem, your dough. It's only chayiv and chala if it's your dough. Esrog nami, I get the esrog din also ksiv lachem. It has to be yours. So misha lachem, it's got to have a din mamun. You have to have some monetary ownership over it. Ela matza mi ksiv matzaschem, but by matza, does it say matzaschem? It doesn't say your matzah. So what's the psul of mamun gavoa? It has heter achila, so it doesn't. There's no requirement that it has to be yours. So amar Rav Shmuel v'item Rav Yemer b'shlamya asya lechem lechem. We make a gzereshava lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha lechem oni. It says by matzah lechem oni. Uksiv hasam vaya ba'ach. And it says by achala vaya ba'ach lechem mi lechem ha'aretz. So mala halan mishal lechem v'lo mishal ma'aser. Afkan mishal. Just like by chala, it's clearly got to be yours and cannot come from Meiser. So here as well, when it comes to matzah also, it's got to be yours and cannot come from Meiser. It says the Gemara, we'll finish to the two dots, lema misayele. We have a raya to Rav Asi that according to Rabbi Meir, a Meiser sheni dough is potter from chala. Because the Braisa says as follows, Isa shall Meiser sheni p'turim min achala divrei Meir v'cham mor mechayavus b'chala. So lema misayele, hi. What do you mean? We have a brisa that seems to support Rav Asi. This brisa says exactly what Rav Asi said. It's better than a support. Ella midbaha pligi, but nami pligi. No, what we're trying to bring from this brisa is if they argue about chala, they probably argue about esrog and matzah as well. Odilma, or maybe you could say no. Shiny Isa, Damakra Ariso Sechem Ariso Sechem Tre Zimni. Or maybe you could say that it's not the greatest raya, that the same would necessarily be true by Matzah and by Esrog, because by Chala it specifically says the word Ariso Sechem twice. So we see from the double Ariso Sechem that there's a specific hakpada that it actually be yours, that it actually belong to you. So last main point on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, we have three cases where a mayor would say it's possible if it's Meiser Sheni, and the Chum would say it's Kosher. The Remeir would say it's possible because if it's Meiser Sheni, because it has to be yours and this isn't yours. And three cases where those three cases the Chum say kosher. Those three cases are an Esrog of Meiser Sheni, Matzah of Meiser Sheni, and Chala of Meiser Sheni. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we will pick up from the two dots on Lamed Hey Amud Beis next time.